Good evening, it's Sunday night, it's Lady O, don't adjust your calendars, it is Sunday. I'm here to bring you the South End Pride after party. Stay tuned, we've got clips from local residents, businesses, and I'm just going to talk you through the day. But let's kick it off with a bit of Proud by Heather Small.
So do it today, yeah. Cause I can see you.
Ah, that's Jodie Harsh there. I never knew love like this before. Good evening, Southend. It is Sunday night, and it's the After Pride party. God, I'm shattered today. It was a busy day, but what a fantastic day. The sun was out. The park was packed. So Southend Annual Pride took place yesterday in Warrior Square. Started with the parade from, or the march, I should say. It's not a parade, but it's a bit of both. From the back of Pier Hill, up the High Street, through to Warrior Square. When in the square, obviously I was performing, as I told you, on Friday. But I got to talk to some local people just to find out what Pride meant to them and why they were there to celebrate with us. So stay tuned. We've got some clips coming up. And also we'll talk a little bit more about Pride and why do we still have Pride in this modern day we live in. Oh, so once again, Southend Pride team did a fantastic job yesterday. They put on a great show. The stage was busy from around 1 o'clock right the way through till 6 in the evening, and the team there worked really hard. And that and the event was also sponsored by a lot of local businesses as well. So we're going to talk to a couple of those throughout the show today. But the first one is Mark, and he owns a new business which is in the Victoria Shopping Centre. And I'll let him tell you why Pride is important to him.
Hi, I'm here with Mark from Delana Vintage in Victoria Plaza. Mark, what does Pride mean to you and why are you here today?
Well, I'm here today to support the community. I think it's so important that people are proud. I think there's been a very long journey in the gay community, and finally we are starting to have a voice and actually have a sense of being part of society but also enjoying our own group. and just having fun and actually being totally accepted, fingers crossed.
That's great. And Mark, tell us about your new shop, your new venture.
We're Delana Vintage. We're in Victoria Plaza on the bridge. We do vintage clothing, vintage accessories, objets d'art, and mostly we're just trying to put a bit of pride and joy into things that have been pre-loved and things that could be loved again.
That's lovely, Mark. Thanks. Have a good day.
Oh, so that's Mark from Delana, and you know he's a gay man as well. So, from a business point of view, and also you know his own choice of sexuality that allows him to express. So, what is Pride? I mean, Pride actually started. It was a riot in New York because people, you know, the brutality they were taken from the police because it was illegal, you know, not to fit in with the norm as such. But nowadays, you know, Pride allows us, empowering the LGBT community to actually be and identify who they are and, you know, feel relaxed and comfortable. You know, there is still some conflict out there. You know, other countries are far behind us and some countries are actually revoking the law. So, you know, if you're part of the LGBT community, you know, you come up against different sort of constraints every day and different challenges, but Pride is basically a day where we can sort of say this is who we are, this is what we stand for, and actually, you know, we want to be part of the wider community and we want to be accepted within that. Okay, now let's say this is carry on with the music now, and we will come back and hear some more interviews shortly.
What is love, baby? Don't hurt me, don't hurt me. Yeah,
Hadaway there, and What Is Love. So how's your Sunday been? It's been a lovely, glorious day again today. So I hope you're enjoying yourself. And if you're still in the garden having a barbecue, you know, pass me a drink. I'm actually shattered. I can't wait to go to sleep tonight. It was a long day at Pride yesterday. It's one of the best days of the year, but it is a very long day. So, you know, Pride is not a payable event. You don't pay to get in there. It's all sponsored by charities and businesses. So let's listen now to a report from one of our other major sponsors at Pride, which is Alex from Fiserv.
Fiserv is a global fintech company, and the local office is based in Basildon. Through Fiserv, we have multiple employee resource groups, one of which is our Unity LGBTQIA+ Associate Council. Unity's vision is to unite lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and queer associates and their straight allies across Fiserv in coming together as one powerful community. The council is committed to ensuring an inclusive and inspiring work environment for its members by ensuring each of them feels valued, comfortable in bringing their whole and authentic selves to work each day and has opportunities to grow professionally and personally. This is why we wanted to get involved. Pride is so important, and especially more recently. We wanted to support a local Pride where we can help the local community. We truly believe that bringing your authentic self to work is just so important and want associates, allies and community members to feel valid and seen. We also wanted to support the amazing work that Southend Pride do week in and week out, without which this beautiful community in Southend would suffer greatly. We talk about being Fiserv proud and take pride in all areas of our work lives. And to that end, we are Fiserv proud to stand with the Southend Pride community today.
Love come down. Ooh, you make my love come down.
That's Evelyn Champagne King and Love Come Down. And thank you to Alex as well from Fiserv for his report there. And it's, you know, it's lovely to hear that companies are actually recognising this and working with people, and they're able to go to work and be their authentic self and, you know, not have to hide anymore. But I must say, a big hats off to the Southend Pride team. They worked tirelessly yesterday. It was so hot and they were running around making sure that everything went to plan. Guys, if you're listening, you did an absolutely fantastic job. But it's not just for one day. They do all that. They do a lot of work all year round, fundraisers and everything else, just to get that one day off the ground. It is, you know, it's not funded by a lot of big people. So, you know, they have to work hard to get the funds in there. Okay, so also when I was there yesterday, I caught up with Lou. She's a straight lady, married with children. And it was really interesting to hear how she, you know, works with Pride and works with, you know, the LGBT community and talks about it with her children.
Well, me being as a straight mum, Pride means teaching my kids that kindness and, yeah, teaching my kids that kindness, love and respect, that it all comes in all different colours. We're here to celebrate the diversity and show them that being an ally starts with standing beside the people that we all care about.
Well, that's Lou there. She's just telling us, you know, how she feels with her children. Obviously, for children today as well, it's actually quite normal to have two mums or two dads in a family unit. It's the older generation, you know, and generations before that probably still struggle with that. Of course, there'll always be some hatred out there, but, you know, that's going to happen in life. It doesn't matter, you know, whether you're part of the LGBT community or, you know, you're a protester against something else. That hatred's still going to be there. But it is good, you know, families should talk to their children about it and just let them know that actually they're no different. You know, they're just human beings. We're all one sort of planet full of people, and there's no reason why we shouldn't get on. So thank you, Lou, for that. That's great. I know you're going to be listening because she was asking me what time the show was on. Right, OK, let's carry on with some music now and then we'll come back with a couple more interviews.
Oh,
I think that song sums it up perfectly. Well, we're all one family, so, you know, the pride is doing its thing. So, anyway, how's your Sunday been the last week before the kids break up for summer holidays? Oh, but you can't wait. I bet you can't wait. Never mind, look at the bright side. If you're driving to work, the roads will be so much clearer for the next 6 weeks. Anyway, let's carry on now with Pride yesterday. I must say, so many people yesterday went to so much effort with their costumes and the face painting. It was just amazing to see. And, you know, there was groups of people that you would never put together, but they were partying and enjoying themselves. And it was just a really lovely experience. And obviously, if you were there, you saw me on the stage. I think we got that party rocking, really, with the ABBA medley. We seemed to get the whole park singing. And obviously, we did the tribute to the late Nathan Cresswell, one of my sort of friends and colleagues from the drag world, who we sadly lost this year. So that was lovely to see that as well. So, you know, Pride is about recognising people and appreciating people for who they are. So let's listen now to another interview. And I think this is from a young lady called Corinne.
Pride to me is about visibility, strength and love without apology. I'm here with my head high showing the next generation that it's okay to live love. I'm proud and never shrink yourself to fit in.
Exactly that. I used to work with a colleague who said, life's not like a pair of skinny jeans. You don't have to squeeze yourself in to fit in. And that's very true what Corinne's saying. You know, the world is a diverse place and there's many, many different types of things in the world, you know, and we should just embrace them all because everyone is special to everybody, you know, so just enjoy that. But yeah, it's good to hear that from Corinne as well. You know, we're trying to get a broad spectrum here of actually what pride is to people. And it was lovely to see yesterday. There was a couple of big choirs there, and they were so hot. I was on the main stage, as I said, and the stage was basically like surrounded by plastic, and it was so hot on there. So fair play to them, because there was only three or five of us on at one point when I was on. But when some of these choirs had 25 people in there, so you can imagine the heat that was generating for them. Bless them. But yeah, no, I mean, fair play. And if you was one of the performers yesterday at Southend Pride, well done, guys, because it was so, so hot yesterday. And everyone sounded amazing. And obviously the headliner, Jordan Gray, she was just absolutely amazing. So, you know, that was really good to see. Right, let's listen to one more interview now. This will be the last one. Then we'll just carry on with some tunes while you're getting those kids bathed and getting the lunches ready for that last week. Sorry to keep rubbing it in. So this is from a guy called Craig.
As a straight man and dad, pride to me is about showing my kids that love is love and everyone deserves to be accepted exactly as they are. We were there to celebrate unity in community and raise them with pride in their hearts.
Make me feel how to real, make me feel how to real, make me feel When we're out there dancing on the floor, and I feel like I need some more. Feel your body close to mine. I know my love is about that time. Make me feel mighty real. Make me feel mighty real. Make me feel mighty real. Make me feel mighty real.
So thank you to Craig there for that report, and also You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. So yesterday was a very day of celebration, but unfortunately there was a little bit, there was some sad news yesterday. One of the longest and actually the only LGBT venue in Southend publicly announced that it's actually closing its doors next Saturday for the final time. So the Cliff Pub, they're closing the doors, and the Cliff's been there for, I want to say over 70 years as an LGBT venue. I know I certainly grew up in there, you know, when I was in my sort of 20s and 30s, and still go there now, actually. So, yeah, you know, the pub is a big part of their life. So, you know, Ollie and Roy, they've obviously had to make some tough decisions there. And, you know, my heart goes out to them because it can't have been an easy task. And that, so, guys, if you're listening onwards and upwards, there's something coming around the corner for you that's going to be even better. And yeah, don't forget to join them for their closing party, which is next Saturday night, and I'll be there, so make sure you come and see me. So yeah, you normally hear me on a Friday night, that's right, it is Lady O from the Lady O Glitter Show. This is just a little after Pride party from yesterday in Southend. So if you were there, leave us some comments on Facebook, Southend City Radio, and we'll respond to them over the week. Right, okay, let's carry on with the music now. Okay, so we're right at the end of the show now. It's just a little special just to give you the insight into Pride. If you're on Facebook, follow South End Pride, and you can see all the pictures and that from yesterday. They're all loaded on there. It was a very colourful event. So, yeah, I'll be back on Friday night, Lady O Glitter Show, getting those tunes ready and getting you ready to go out and party or just have that lazy Friday night in, whatever you're going to do. So don't forget to join me on South End City Radio from 7 till 8 on Fridays. And the last thing I'm going to leave you with, it's kind of a bit personal to me as well, because you should never be ashamed of who you are. It doesn't matter who you are. You should love yourself and other people will naturally love you. So I'm going to leave you with a very, very classic song. And if you've seen my show, you'll know this is the end one when I rip my wig off right at the end. So have a good week and I will catch you all again on Friday. Take care and remember, love is love.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say